This is Jordan Seculo. Planned Parenthood, the world's largest abortion provider, wants more of your federal tax dollars.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Seculo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Seculo.
I will fight.
It's 800-684-3110 is our number. A week and a day, folks, away from the Supreme Court of the United States. Oral arguments. That'll be coming, by the way, the day after the election. What a week it's going to be next week. We'll be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. The arguments are going to take place in Planned Parenthood versus Gonzalez. And as we've been talking about yesterday on the broadcast, that's the same Planned Parenthood, folks, that you and I are funding to the tune of $265 million, or over the last several years, $1.5 billion of our taxpayer money going to Planned Parenthood. Frank Mannion is a senior counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice. He's representing pharmacists across the country on the issue of being forced to basically fulfill prescriptions for drugs that they consider to be abortifacients. And Planned Parenthood's behind some of that too as well. Right, Frank?
There's no question about it, Jay. They're on a search and destroy mission in the state of Illinois, and particularly calling up pharmacists out of the blue, demanding what their position is on the morning after pill. And if they answer the question wrong in Planned Parenthood's eyes, these people find themselves on the receiving end of a disciplinary complaint where they could lose their license to practice pharmacy.
I mean, you talk about, and folks, who's funding Planned Parenthood here? You and me. Now, they can't take my money and your money and actually perform the abortion, but here's what they do. They fund their other activities through our money, which frees up money, of course, to fund the abortion business. 250,000 abortions last year alone. By the way, Senator Vitter has introduced a great bill. Let me read it to you when you're talking about it on this broadcast. And it's very simple and it's very straightforward. It says, none of the funds appropriated under Title X shall be distributed to grantees who perform abortions or whose subgrantees perform abortions. How much simpler could it be? I don't know. That's straightforward. If you want to support that, which is the defunding of Planned Parenthood's tax dollars, I mean, folks, we're fighting Planned Parenthood in the partial birth abortion cases. They get money from Congress, $265 million. They turn around and file a lawsuit against Congress because Congress passed a ban on partial birth abortion. This is the same group, by the way, that wants to not have parents get notice or even consent when their child has an abortion. Brought to you by Planned Parenthood. If you don't want to fund it anymore, 877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255. Frank, the organizational structure, we're going to talk about this later in the program, where they've come from, it should be troubling to anybody that knows the history of Planned Parenthood.
The information's been out there for years, Jay. The people have done the historical research and shows that this organization was founded by racists, white supremacists, who thought that they could solve the world's problems by eliminating what they considered the defectives, which is most of us, who aren't
right
in the elite. And that's what they've been about from the beginning. I think it's time that people educate their congressmen about this before they cast that next vote to authorize another cent of my and their money for this organization.
I'll tell you something, folks. Here's what I want you to do. We're getting ready to take a break here in a minute, but this is a huge issue. We're a week and a day away from the Supreme Court of the United States oral arguments in the Planned Parenthood cases. And when you look at what's at stake in all of this, and it's very, very significant, and you realize we're funding the organization that's filed suit so that they can allow partial birth abortion, the very act that Congress wanted to ban, they want to allow. It's just absolutely outrageous. And here's what I want you to do. You call the toll-free number that I'm going to give you and say, enough is enough. I don't want to fund with my taxpayer dollars Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood once and for all. Also, let me encourage you on this. We've got a great website and resource available for you. You can sign up online to support the legislation also at aclj.org. Go to our In the Spotlight section. Great information there, including a movie video, basically, a two-minute overview of Planned Parenthood. You're going to want to download it. It's for those of you that have high speed, it'll be very quick. I encourage you to do that as well at aclj.org. But you go to your phones right now. Enough is enough with Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. It's one of the most important websites on the internet. By logging onto the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, you get the very latest news and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. And you get help. At ACLJ.org, there's a virtual library of legal resource materials, making it easy for you to get the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms, especially when it comes to school issues. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
I cannot tell you how many hundreds of cases every year, literally hundreds, probably thousands, are resolved without litigation, without lawyers getting involved. When you simply walk in, you take the information down from ACLJ.org, you walk into your school building and say, wait a minute, here's what the law is, this is what, and these are the guys that litigate the case at the Supreme Court of the United States. It makes a huge impact.
Make the ACLJ website part of your daily internet experience. Log on today at ACLJ.org, the internet home of the American Center for Law and Justice. ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. If you've had enough with this Planned Parenthood situation, folks, we are a week and a day away from the oral arguments in, here's the case name, Planned Parenthood versus Gonzalez. This is the partial birth abortion case. Planned Parenthood got $265 million of our money last year, yours and mine. They then got that money from Congress, and then they turned around and sued Congress, because Congress passed a ban on a practice that most of us, including justices of the Supreme Court, consider to be infanticide. But they've taken that $265 million, and then they start litigation. If you've had enough of this, there's legislation out to defund Planned Parenthood. We want you to do it.
All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255, to cut off your taxpayer money, our taxpayer money, going to Planned Parenthood. Almost over $265 million a year, folks, of your money. In the last 7 years, Planned Parenthood's gotten $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion of our federal tax money has gone to Planned Parenthood. And we've got a lot of calls coming into the program. We're going to write to them. If you want to speak with us, 1-800-684-3110. But so important, folks, 8 days away from the partial birth abortion case, 7 days away from the midterm elections. So important, as this bill is in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House.
Folks, here's what I need you to do. Jordan just said it. You got to support us on this. This idea that we're going to federal court and the Supreme Court of the United States on the partial birth abortion cases, and that the plaintiff, Planned Parenthood, is getting my money and your money to fight it, is outrageous. They get the money from Congress and turn around and sue Congress. And that's all of us. And so we're paying for the litigation. 877-989-2255. Enough is enough. 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood.
Got a lot of calls. Jackie is calling from Texas Online 4. Jackie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. Hey, Jackie.
I was just calling to make a comment that I was pregnant, and at the time I couldn't get to the doctor, so I went to Planned Parenthood to get treated for a yeast infection, and they would actually not treat me because I was planning on keeping my child because I was pregnant. They said, no, we will not treat you. We don't treat pregnant women.
Right. Well, they treat pregnant women all right, but let me tell you how they treat them. And they're the largest abortion provider in the world. They're the largest in the United States, Frank, but they're the largest in the world.
Yeah, I mean, the caller, that's amazing, but it really illustrates exactly what the organization's all about. If I want to keep my child, they won't treat me. You know, I'm thinking about this, Jay. People may realize, they may not know the name of it, there's something called the Hyde Amendment that prohibits the federal government from paying for abortions directly so that our tax dollars don't do that. But if at the same time the federal government is funding Planned Parenthood to the tune of $250 million a year, it's sort of an end run around the Hyde Amendment, and we really don't have the protection that we've thought we've had all these years from that amendment.
Now, it's folks, look, this is outrageous. You could call it a lot of things. Outrageous, what I want to call it. If you've had enough of it, you call our toll-free number and say, defund Planned Parenthood. Add your name supporting this legislation, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Mary Beth is calling from Maryland on line one. Mary Beth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my
sure.
call. I just wanted to mention, there was a book in 1988 written by George Grant
right.
called Grand Illusions. And if any of the listeners really don't know the history of Planned Parenthood, it's all in there, and it really is atrocious, just everything that you've talked about and more. And I'm just wondering what's taken us so long, you know, what's taken Congress so long to really attack Planned Parenthood and defund them?
Well, I think what's important, and you've got to point out, Mary Beth, is that people don't understand. We've had callers the last couple of days that we've been doing these programs. They don't understand what Planned Parenthood is doing. And Planned Parenthood's done a great job of public relations of making people think that they're all about, quote, unquote, family planning. That's what they say, everything. If you look on their website, the first thing they talk about is not abortion. If you look on their sidebar, that's a few ways down the list. They talk about adoption. They talk about other things. But as we just heard from the last caller, we know what Planned Parenthood is about. They're the largest abortion provider in the world. But Mary Beth, they've done a very good job of hiding that fact, of not talking about that fact. But they're still filing lawsuits because they think that partial birth abortion, a ban on partial birth abortion, is unconstitutional. That is their main focus. That is what they fight for, not just in the United States, but around the globe.
Folks, look, this is a fight that's now at the Supreme Court of the United States, but it's in the halls of Congress, too. So if you've had enough of this, do what Jordan just said. You call our toll-free number, said defund Planned Parenthood once and for all, 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. Also, visit us online at aclj.org. We've got great information about the Planned Parenthood situation. We've got a new, basically a movie video trailer, it looks like, when you go to our website in our spotlight section on the Planned Parenthood situation. Also, updated information as well on the New Jersey marriage case. I know we're getting a lot of calls about that, too, so let's go to those as well.
Carrie's calling from Arizona on line two. Carrie, welcome to JSecure Live.
Yes, good morning. I think what I'm calling about is I think it's the New Jersey rights to benefits for non-married same-sex couples. And my question is, if they're able to pass this, won't that then just open the door then for heterosexual non-married couples to claim discrimination if they're not allowed to apply for the same benefit?
Well, they're saying no because same-sex couples can't marry and heterosexual couples can. But New Jersey's going to go back into the legislature just next year, and they've got to make a decision. Are they going to authorize marriage or, quote, civil unions? Neither one of which I think is the correct response to this, but I certainly don't think they should give the marriage license. And it's important to understand this. The New Jersey Supreme Court said there was no fundamental right to same-sex marriage, and despite the fact that I didn't like the opinion in the case generally, that was an important statement. So a little bit of good out of an otherwise not so good decision.
Now, it's important to point out, folks, it's actually they only have at this point about 175 days in the state legislature to decide. They have two options given to them by the Supreme Court of New Jersey. A, you have to either legalize gay marriage or give civil union benefits, which are exactly the same as those that heterosexuals get, the exact same benefits. New Jersey already had civil union benefits. They just weren't as much as the benefits you would get if you were a man and a woman that was getting married. But Carrie, it's an interesting call. We talked about a lot on the program last week about what effect this will have on the upcoming election, of course, just 1 week away. And as we talk about this bill to defund Planned Parenthood, folks, that is why it's so important you do your research. You still got time. Do your research. Make sure that the candidates you're supporting support your worldview. We're going to go back to the phones. We have a lot of calls coming in. If you want to speak with us, 1-800-684-3110. Al is calling from Maryland on line 6. Al, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hi, Al.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my
sure.
call.
Sure. How can we help you?
What is the authority for the funding of this $265 million to Planned Parenthood? And it must be some congressional bill.
Oh, it's Title 10. I mean, Frank, my understanding is we've done a detailed memorandum of this. It's called Title 10, and that's where this Family Planning Act money comes from. And that's the provision right now that is being proposed by Senator Vitter would say Title 10 money, which is where the money comes from, cannot be used for abortion organizations.
Or their subgrantees, which is how Planned Parenthood gets around, you know, the fact that they may not themselves do abortions, but their subgrantees do. And Title X has been on the books for years, and it's enjoyed bipartisan support. And you just have to wonder how many members of Congress who routinely reauthorize this thing really understand what Planned Parenthood is all about, what its history is, what its current activities are. Because I think if they did, a lot more of them at least, maybe not a majority, but hopefully a majority, would take a second and third look at it and say, is this really what we want to do with the taxpayers' money?
That seems to be, folks, look, this is how you need to look at the situation. Should we be funding this as taxpayers? The answer, I think, is obvious. No. We've got a case involving partial birth abortion, and at the same very time that case is going on, it's being Planned Parenthood's the plaintiff. It is Planned Parenthood versus Gonzalez. So you couldn't be any clearer on what's at stake here. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones right now, and you say, no, I don't want to see my tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood. Let's go to John, who's calling from Texas on line two. Hi, John.
Hi. I was just wanting to find out the bill number of Senator Bitter's bill, and also was wondering if it has a House companion bill number yet, so I can be sure and call my representatives and let them know I expect them to support this bill.
I am glad you called. The bill number is Senate Bill Number 2206. There is a congressional bill as well. I'm looking at that. We're getting that number for you literally as we speak, so we'll get that and we'll post it to the website. But the big bill to support right now is the Senate bill, because the House bill, I think, will clear the House pretty well. But the Senate bill is where the fight's going to be. You know, the Senate's so close on these issues. So it's Senate 2206, Title 10 Family Planning Act. And by the way, Title 10, I know it sounds legal, that's where the money's coming for this. And again, as Frank mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, we talked about it on the air yesterday as well, this is an organization founded by Margaret Sanger. When we come back from the break, Frank's going to give us some of the background on this, folks. It's absolutely outrageous that this is who we're having to fight in the Supreme Court of the United States, the very organization with started its whole process basically from a racist standpoint. You're not going to believe what you're going to hear. It's incredible that this has gone on. But again, you need to know where your tax dollars are going, and you need to know that we are literally a week and a day away from the Supreme Court of the United States oral argument in the partial birth abortion cases. And the plaintiff in the case is Planned Parenthood, and they're getting $265 million from taxpayers. That's what they're getting. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones as we get ready to take a break. You say, enough is enough. I'm supporting Senator Bitter's bill. We've had it with this attempt to have our money going to Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 877-989-2255 to say no to Planned Parenthood. Now, also, you need to do this as well. Go to our website, aclj.org. We've got great resources available there, including our spotlight section, which has a video about this. So you need to get it at aclj.org. But you call right now and say no to Planned Parenthood, 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
When you go to Regent, you're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
For Erica Dobbs, Regent University offered more than just a degree. It represented a life-changing experience. A Navy veteran who served our country in the Iraqi War, Erica knew that she wanted to go back to school. She was aware of Regent's commitment to teaching from a Christian worldview and was pleased to learn that Regent offered an undergraduate program. Taking classes on campus and online, Erica found her experience at Regent to be a breath of fresh air.
Here at Regent, they embrace you as though you're one of their children, and they want to see you make it to the next level.
At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Learn more at regentundergrad.com. For more information or to apply, call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Enroll today, and just like Erica Dobbs, you'll realize that when you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life.
It was by far the best decision I could have ever made.
You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone.
They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Six 684-3110 is the number. We're fighting for freedom and freedom to know, for you to know where your taxpayer dollars are going, because we are waking up to the disturbing fact, and I think Americans understand now, Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in America, is funded in large part by your hard-earned taxpayer dollars, folks. Unbelievable numbers going to this. I mean, it's outrageous. $265 million last year of taxpayer money going to Planned Parenthood. They're the plaintiffs in the partial birth abortion case. Planned Parenthood versus the Attorney General of the United States. If you've had enough of this, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255, and you go to your phones right now and say, enough is enough. I don't want my money going to Planned Parenthood. Let's go to Judy on line four. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I kind of think Planned Parenthood may be getting a little bit of a bad rap. I've had three daughters, and every one of them, as soon as they would start their menstrual period, I would take them to Planned Parenthood for counseling, for safe sex, for just everything. They would go through a two-hour counseling twice.
Okay, but Judy, hold it here. Okay. They're the largest provider of abortions in the world. That clinic that you went to, I don't know if that particular one did abortions, but they did 250,000 abortions in the United States last year. And get this, they want to be able to perform those abortions in the late term, third trimester. They want to perform an abortion while the child is being delivered, while a portion of the child's body is being held in the hand of the doctor. They perform abortions, the partial birth abortion. Who's the plaintiff in those cases, Judy? It's that clinic you went to, Planned Parenthood. So, sorry, folks, when it comes to the taking of unborn life, you know, people say, well, they do this good, they do that not so good. No, they are an organization that has created more taking of human life for the unborn than any other organization in the world. $265 million of your taxpayer money going to 250,000 abortions performed by this organization. And there's no secret as to, Frank, their agenda here.
Hey, a bad rap. You can't give them a bad enough rap. I mean, why would you want to have anything to do with an organization that opposes laws banning partial birth abortion, not to mention the sordid... I mean, no one in their right mind thinks anything good about organizations such as the Ku Klux Klan or the Nazis, but Margaret Sanger did not hesitate to praise them, to align herself with them and their supporters. She, in 1940, she put on the board of her organization, which was the forerunner of Planned Parenthood, a doctor, allegedly, named Lothrop Stoddard, who said in 1940, quote, that the Jew problem, as he called it, is already settled in principle and soon to be settled in fact by the physical elimination of the Jews themselves from the Third Reich, close quote. That's Margaret Sanger's ally, who she personally put on the board of the forerunner of Planned Parenthood. How can they possibly get a bad enough rap?
Not a bad enough rap. No one can give them a bad enough rap, folks. This is an organization that has spent millions and billions of our dollars to end the life of the unborn children, and they have a history that is outrageous. Now, here's what I want you to do. Listen, we just heard from Judy. She said her daughters went down there, and they got this and that. Let me tell you something, folks. These organizations are taking my money and your money, and they're using it to perform abortions. Now, here's what the rules say. The rule says you can't take our money, being the taxpayers' money, and perform abortion. Well, that sounds okay, except for here's what they do. It frees up their other efforts, the educational efforts, their family planning efforts, as they call them, that they take our taxpayer dollars for, which frees up the money for the abortion activities. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on here, folks. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phone, support us on this defunding of Planned Parenthood, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Kathy's got a question on the marriage issue. And by the way, we're getting a lot of calls on that as well with the New Jersey decision just coming out. So I'm taking some of those calls as well. Kathy, as well, you're on the air.
Thank you, gentlemen, for teaching us and for going to the
sure.
courts for us. Also, I'd like to address the idea of once the redefinition of marriage begins, I've heard that even radical Mormon organizations are pressing for polygamy. They actually are funding some of this gay activism in order to change the definition of marriage so that eventually it can be two men and a woman, or, you know, five women and a man, or three guys.
Well, let me tell you what they say. Their view is consent is the requirement. So as long as they're adults consenting, anything goes. And that's the problem with this redefinition attempt. And of course, it's not coming through the legislators, but they can't win in the legislation. So they get these courts occasionally to go with them. Massachusetts went with them and allowed for marriage. Vermont said civil unions, New Jersey civil unions, but they want it to be consent. And if it's consent, they carry the day. That's one of the things that they're after. If they say it's consent, then any relationships goes as long as it's, quote, consensual. Again, the interesting aspect of this is that the, and I think this is important, that when you look at a situation like the marriage issue, in most of the court cases, they've not won. And even in New Jersey, they didn't get what they wanted. They wanted a court-demanded, court-authorized marriage license, and they just didn't get it. So that's the good news there. And I don't understand why that we don't take a look at the opinions and go a little bit deeper. It's not a great opinion by any stretch of the imagination, but they didn't get what they wanted here, folks, and they're not getting what they want as long as we keep fighting. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to Virginia. Kim's calling on line three. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I was calling in regards to the abortion.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've been to Planned Parenthood, and I'm not, you know, making them sound good, but I'm pro-choice, and I think what they're doing, you know, it's fine by me. I have a son.
Let me ask you a question. It's fine by you. Is this fine by you? A child is in the woman's in the seventh month of pregnancy, and the woman decides to terminate the child's life. So they partially deliver the child. The child is delivered everything except the head. The doctor's holding that child's body in his hands. The legs are moving. The arms are moving. And then a doctor takes a scissor, sticks it in the back of the child's head, and removes its cranial contents, its brains. Is that okay with you?
You don't have to put it like that.
Well, that's what it is. So is that okay with you?
If I had a daughter...
Is that okay with you?
Yes, and I would tell
well,
you
I'll
why.
Tell you... Then let me ask you this question. What's the difference between that and 3 more inches and the child's fully delivered? What's the difference? Is that okay with you, too?
Well, what if it...
I get to ask the question. Is that okay with you, too?
I'm sorry?
If the child was fully delivered and then the doctor did it 3 seconds later and 3 inches later, is that still okay?
I support abortion, yes.
Okay, well, that's called infanticide, folks, and that's how I look at it, and that's exactly why we need to do this radio program. Thank you for calling, Kim. And, Frank, we've got just a minute and a half left, but I couldn't figure out a better way to end it than a call like that, which shows you what we have to do on this issue.
It's amazing what we're up against, Jay, that when you read that description and then you even take it even further to when the child is fully out of the womb, the woman says that's okay with her. We've got a lot of work and praying to do in this country.
All right, Frank Mannion is a senior attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice. He's helping on all of these cases, folks, and leading the charge on a number of others, including for those pharmacists that are also being sued by Planned Parenthood as part of the lawsuits. They're part of the ones turning people in here. So if you're outraged on this, and I'm sure you are, what we want you to do is this. Express your outrage by using your right to petition the government. That's what the First Amendment says. You go to your phones right now. Support legislation to defund Planned Parenthood from taxpayer dollars. It's 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood. Enough is enough. And I think it's that important. Again, 877-989-2255. Also, go to our website at aclj.org. You can sign up online as well to support the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Also, a great resource on our website. It's a flash presentation of a video we put together on Planned Parenthood. You're going to want to get that as well at aclj.org. Let me give you again one more time the number if you want to end this funding of Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you next time.